Omaha, what it be like?
That's what I'm talking about.
Attention, all earthlings. Time for Martellus, making Dan Campbell jealous with them bad radio fellas. Call him Red Zone Zilla, a Red Zone killer. Spending Captain Crunch money on the reg. That's Barilla. John Garrett in his ear playing Halo in the interview. Founded the Black Olympics, you're uptight. He offended you, fighting through Bob's questions that take like 5 minutes. Live from another planet, Martellus Bennett.
Oh, really?
Martellus.
It is time for the Martellus Bennett Show. We can't do it without a sponsor groups.
Bud Light.
I never noticed the POW guy in there.
Did you want to talk over?
Well, it's important to hear me talk. All right, here he is. More important to hear him talk. The great Marty B. Hey, Marty.
What's up?
What'd it do?
Gentlemen, what it do? You sound like Jerome Sisselbaum.
Yeah. He and I have a lot of things in common.
What it do, yo?
What it do, yo?
Well, how about it, huh?
How about those Eagles?
Nice game.
Yeah, it was. It was a good thing when we went out there. The whole plan was we was able to pretty much do anything, throw it, run it. We just, the offensive line and the defensive line did it great. So did a great job. It was a physical game. I thought we won the battle up front.
That's the bottom line. And you guys could play again this week against the Eagles, and they still can't handle what you guys do when everyone starts going north. Just the power run. It's all one at the line of scrimmage, and you guys were all about that on Saturday night. And the Eagles have no answer for that.
No, they didn't have one this year at all.
So, now, in looking forward, looking on film, the Vikings do look like they have a little more for that power, don't they?
Yeah, the two big guys, the guy in the middle, that's gonna be tough battle for our inside guys. But I take Leonard Davis, Collier, and Andre Girard against anyone any day. So, you're not really worried about it too much.
All right, is it okay to look back for just a minute?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Back to the Eagles, just for a second. I wanted to just say a couple things before we get on to next week. But a touchdown caught by a tight end that wasn't Jason Witten and it wasn't Marty B. Come on, Marty. What's going on there? I was like, man, I can't believe that. But
Why you can't believe that?
But a team game, I just need Marty B to get some TDs. That's all. I'm sure Marty B needs Marty B to get some TDs more than me.
It's all about...
Yeah, whatever it takes to win the game, I really don't care, I'm trying to get to the Super Bowl. That's all that really matters to me. I don't care who gets it. I don't care if Fozell Adams scores a touchdown. I don't care who it is. The ultimate goal is the Super Bowl, so I'll just do my job.
Hey, do you block different depending on who's carrying the ball or no? Like, I just wondered if it's different to block for Felix Jones than for Marion Barber.
No, I block different. Depends who I'm blocking.
Okay.
Most of the guys be bigger. Well, most of the guys be, the defense line is extremely strong. So, I got to use different techniques and stuff to dominate.
That Felix Jones is something, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Me and him had a long, long talk last night for about 45 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
About what?
Yeah, tell us.
Just the opportunity at hand and what we got ahead of us and how much we care about each other and love each other because it's my homie. Felix Jones is one of my best friends on the team. So, I love to see him do well. And anytime he has a good game like that, you're just proud of him.
I guess you guys are both carrying the water at the same time, right?
Was it like the scene from Superbad as the two friends lay on the ground and tell each other how much they love them?
No, it wasn't like that scene at all. we was actually standing up.
Did you?
The wall, so.
And did you tell him he looks quite a bit like Dave Chappelle? Did you have a chance to tell him that?
No, I did not, but he does kind of look like Dave Chappelle.
That play, though, that 73-yard run or whatever it was, just domination, down, down, and around, where you cave in the defensive end with great ease, and then Big Leonard gets the last block, and Felix is gone like a shot. I have to feel like that was a fun film to look at right there.
Yeah, it was. You know, anytime, you know, I've been blocking the same way all year, and for some reason, that's the only time people notice it. But, you know, for me, I mean, I think it's cool. It's just part of my job, you know.
It's interesting, or it was to me anyway. Andrea Kramer had a report at halftime that the heat was searing down there. And I thought we were in a climate-controlled environment, but they were saying the body heat from all the is it brutal down there?
They just
or what?
Can't turn the thermostat a little bit.
I don't remember. I don't remember being that hot.
Okay.
Maybe she had too many layers on.
Oh, maybe she's just hot because she's been around me.
That's possible as well. We should not rule that out.
Okay. See, yeah. I had to get to the source. I just thought that was a very odd report. That here we are in a dome. I've never heard of the heat being a problem in a dome, and apparently it wasn't. Yeah.
Now, I enjoyed the sideline on Saturday night. In fact, I believe I caught one Martellus Bennett breaking out a little Soulja Boy.
Yeah, you know, I like Soulja Boy. You know, I like doing the Soulja Boy dances and stuff, so that's what we do on sideline. When you're kicking ass like we were, you could pretty much do anything on sideline.
It does speak to the fact, though, that you guys you guys were under enormous pressure. You know it, and even if you don't talk about it, and it doesn't, you know, consume every waking hour of your life. At the same time, you know how important winning a playoff game was for this franchise. And watching you guys, you could kind of tell that it was quite a relief and quite an accomplishment, and something you guys felt pretty darn good about.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to get over a slump. You know, I mean, everybody goes in slumps. Basketball players, you know, baseball pitchers, everybody goes into one. Just got to get over it. Once you get over it, you break the ice. Everything just free then. So, I mean, now we just focus on next week. We already did the hard part, is winning the first one, then you got to just keep rolling from there. We're so close. I think it's, what, 3 games away. You got to win this one, then you got 2 more.
Win 2 more, and you go to the Super Bowl, huh?
Yeah, we're just taking it one at a time. We realize what's at stake and what we're capable of and the possibility of what we're able to do. And I think all the guys are fired up about it. And I think every single game, you know, everybody's going to play like it's their last.
All right, well, we'll leave this Philly game in a second, but was it extra cool to beat Philly like that after the way last season ended?
We really wasn't worried about last season, but, you know, what happened. Because we beat them twice this year already. You know, the second time we beat them was pretty bad. But none of those really mattered. The only one that really counted was the playoff game, you know. So that's the one that really counted.
Right.
You beat them during the season all you want, but don't beat them in the playoffs. It ain't worth nothing.
They sent you home sad, and you got to return the favor.
Yeah, they went home, you know, they had a long plane trip back. If some of them probably even stayed here, they probably didn't go back right away. They had no reason to.
Why would you be in a big hurry to get back there, right?
To Philly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so on to our next thing, and on to Brett Favre, Adrian Peterson, and the Minnesota Vikings. So what are we seeing on film with these guys besides the big Williams wall you told us about?
Basically, we just started breaking out film yesterday. Today, you know, Tuesday's our day off. I'll probably go in later and watch some film. But for the most part, I mean, it's just another challenge. They are nothing like the Eagles. The Eagles, they blitz you a lot. They send a bunch of different looks, you know. But the Vikings, they pretty much stay in that the over front, the over double time front the whole time and play you straight up. So it comes down to just making plays.
And there seems to be an unbelievable rhythm going right now with this offense. I mean, we can talk about certain guys with numbers up and certain guys with numbers down, but when you guys need a third down, it looks like Romo is so comfortable and he knows where everybody's going to be and puts the ball where it needs to go and guys are making plays and you guys are in a heck of a rhythm right now. I haven't seen this offense look this good in quite a while, so the confidence should be high for you boys.
Yes, it is. You know, basically, we just go out there and just do the things we've been doing all year. I mean, Patrick Crane, everybody's making plays. I mean, everybody's stepping up every time. Everybody's, when they get their chance, they're making a play, from John Phillips to Witten to Patrick Crane to Miles to Roy. Roy had one of his best games of the whole season yesterday. So, I mean, it's just fun to be out there when you get to see your teammates do well.
All right, Marty. We hope to see you do well this weekend.
Pack a coat, dude.
All right, man. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Talk to you Tuesday.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Yeah, have a good one.
There he is, the great Marty B. He hung up?
It's really sad. He's already gone.
Okay. I always like to hear you say goodbye.
We have a bond.
I like the Aggies, too, Marty. Gig 'em.
Why'd you have to beat my Eagles?
All right, it's 207. It's a
sports
radio 1310. The Ticket.